situation. You will live, you will not die. In the name of Jesus, on the day your children will be celebrating, they will not remember you in 2 minutes. You will use your hand to carry your grandchildren in the name of Jesus. You will be celebrated here on earth in the name of Jesus. Mercy will speak for you always. The glory of the Lord will appear for you always in the name of Jesus. Whatever the situation, don't allow death to take over your life. If you don't give up, death cannot take anybody. One thing I've seen in life is nobody die until you surrender to death. And what the devil will do, the devil will torment you, will make you to feel what is in it for life self. You know, some people, it is only financial crisis. They will say, what am I living for? Hallelujah. Some people, it is immigration issue. I say, what is in life? Say, why will God be looking at me like this? Like that? The moment you surrender, the devil will torment you to surrender to a point. And when you get to that point, the moment the devil take over. But I encourage somebody today, don't give up. Don't give up. God is on your side. Amen. I'm going to preach briefly because today is a communion service as a church. We take it, everyone who wants to partake. You know, there's a story in the Bible and there's a name of God. I was reading it and said, so this God has been good to you and to me. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know about you, some of us that are standing today, it is grace. If not grace, who knows you? Hallelujah. Somebody like me from a village that is not on the map and is still not on the map. Hallelujah. How do I become somebody in London, being able to speak to respectable people like you, if not for grace? You know, my wife was asking me a question yesterday. And he said, did you ever fetch water with bucket on your head from the... I said, we fetch that one till even after graduation. We are still doing it. Hallelujah. That one is not, you know, hallelujah. He said, I will celebrate this woman. She has tolerated this village boy. By tomorrow, it will be 29 years that we did our wedding anniversary, the church wedding anniversary. We got married before then, but I said, I'm going to send you back to your father's house if we don't do the church marriage. And 29 years ago tomorrow was when he has been enduring, coping with this man, this village man, who is tough. I'm a tough man. Hallelujah. That's why she's like that. Hallelujah. God bless you. That's my money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. You will have a good story to tell. You will remember the story I'm saying this morning, and you will see a better story in your life in the name of Jesus. You will have a reason to share your testimony in the name of Jesus. The Bible talks about the set of people who are ungrateful. It talks about the children of Israel. Why will God choose his own children and they'll be ungrateful? Why will God choose his own children and they will be looking for opportunity just to run away from him? Why is it that anytime there's a bit of discomfort, they just want to talk against God, they want to look for another God in order to satisfy their own yearning? They know they need to worship God, but they are not waiting for the real God. Like some of us, we just want alternative. When there's a little bit of situation, when there's a little bit of challenge, we want to say, oh, where is God? Oh, let's look for another God. When there's a little delay, you want to say, oh, let me look for another opportunity. Let me source it out in another way. But can I tell you, God is still God. Whatever you use to replace him will disappoint you. Whatever you use to bring him, it will fail you at some point. So it is better to stay with this, our good God. The Bible says, it said the children of Israel, they crossed the Red Sea. You that you saw God, take you through the Red Sea. You that you saw God that is feeding you every night and day, and all of a sudden Moses went to the mountain. And when Moses went to the mountain to meet with God and he collected the 10 commandments of God, as he was coming back, they were already tired. It was only there for 40 days. Hallelujah. How many husbands have lost their place because they traveled for 40 days? They were away for 1 month. What took them away for 6 weeks? You know, if you work for a company and you do 6 weeks in, 6 weeks out, before they come back, the woman has looked for alternative. Baby boy, sugar boy. Hallelujah. That's what happened. Toy boy, thank you, man. That's what the children of Israel did. Within that 40 days away, they already went to Aaron. I said, Aaron, what's happening? This is your God. What's happening to him? We don't know what. Where is he? Where is Moses? Where are you? You are not talking. And the Bible says, they collected the earrings of everybody. They collected the gold that God gave to them without working for. You know, let me tell you, this life you have is not yours. God gave you this life. You didn't work for this life. This good health you have, you did not work for it. Hallelujah. It is not because she sinned that she went through what she went through. Hallelujah. That you have a good life, that you have, you can pancake and the powder can stay. It's not because you are perfect. It's because God just loves you. Am I talking to somebody? That you can put on your own clothes yourself. You know, some people cannot climb the stairs. That you have good health. It is a way of saying, God, thank you. That you can wake up in the morning and you have a tea to make, even if there's no sugar. Appreciate God. Am I talking to somebody? You cook at night, you are able to buy ubu or whatever, what do they call it, the green, and you make a fork, even if you cannot afford meat. Thank God you can eat it. There are people of your age, they are feeding with liquid food. There are people of your age that they are feeding through the tube. So whatever, wherever you are, appreciate God. So the Aaron said, bring all your gold. And he said, I throw the gold into the fire. And come out of the fire is a calf. Who does that? Which power does that? So within that 40 days, they already got somebody who can craft it, Pastor. They craft the calf. And now they are already bowing down to the calf instead of God, instead of the mighty God that took them out. Listen to me. Nothing should replace God in your life. Nothing should be bigger to your God. Not your career, not your job. Because both career and job will fail one day. Both career and job will fail one day. Your family will fail you one day. Bracky, come and sit down there. Promote yourself. If there are no space, please fill up this place. Come here, sister. Move inside. Let your wife join you. Let your wife join you. Move inside. Move inside. Hallelujah. There are space here. Somebody can sit on mine too. Hallelujah. That's everybody. I possibly will not sit down until the end of the service anymore. So he said this calf came out. And Moses was angry. Like any pastor will be angry. Is it because I came late? Moses was angry, like any daddy will be angry. Is it because I'm not at home? Moses was angry, like any mother will be angry. Is it because I was not at home? That's why you children mess up the whole house. Anybody will be angry. Am I talking to somebody? And we now got into chapter 34 of the book of Exodus. Give me chapter 34 of the book of Exodus. Give me verse 6. Majesty, worship his majesty. Exodus chapter 34 verse 6. And the Lord passed by. This is when Moses has gone back to the mountaintop to rewrite the tablet, a new tablet. God said, cut the stone. And when he got up there, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, that is God himself speaking. God proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and mercy. In Hebrew word, what it says is, I am El Rakum. I am El Rakum. I am El Rakum. I am God that shows mercy. I am God that is full of abundant grace. I am God that I can overlook your errors. I am God that will do things for you without knowing, without looking at the error of your dad and your mother. He said, I am El Rakum. I am the one who is gracious. I am the one who is long-suffering. I have abundance of goodness and mercy in me. That God is still here today. And that's the God I'm presenting to us today. That's it, God. I'm saying to you, God is gracious. He's full of mercy. In the book of Psalm 113, verse 7 and 8. Psalm 113, verse 7 and 8. Quickly, boys, answer me, please. He raises up the poor out of the dust. Erakum. He raises the poor out of the dust. He will lift the needy out of the dunghill. That's Erakum. Hallelujah. In Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22. Lamentation 3, 22. It is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Let's see. Don't ever pray and say, Lord, judge me. Never in your life. Because God knows everything. He knows the error of your dad. He knows the error of your mom. He knew how you lied to that girl at the corner of your father's house. See me, I will marry you. If I don't marry you, make it no better for me. Have you not had people say that? Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen is the best answer. Don't ever say, God, judge me. Because God, if he's not looking with you with mercy, we see your error. If we see you pass by his creature and you look at him and say, why is he walking like that? Are you the one who created him? Am I talking to somebody? You will see something, God, unless God is not looking for it. If God is looking for it, we see it. Hallelujah. So don't ever, it is God's mercy that we are not consumed. Because his compassion faileth not. And in the next verse to it, 23. Yeah. They are new every morning. So the mercy he showed you yesterday is different from the one he's showing today. It's different from the one tomorrow. He said, great is his faithfulness. El Rakum is introduced to us as God of compassion. He said, I will look after you more than your mother can look after you. He said, I will show you mercy more than anybody in your family can show you mercy. He look at what he says in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, I think 55. No, give me 49 first. Isaiah 49 verse 15. In Isaiah 49 verse 15, he said, can a woman forget a sucking child? That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. But can I shock you? There are some mother who will forget. The mother we have now, when they don't smoke their Igbo, they will forget. But the Bible says something. It says, yea, they may forget. Yet, will I not forget you? Amen. We should appreciate this God. Hallelujah. That will not forget us. He's a good God. In Psalm 27 verse 10. Psalm 27 verse 10. It said, when my father and my mother forsake me. So those of you who are crying, my daddy doesn't care. My mommy doesn't care. God said, I will care. He said, then the Lord will take me up. So God is saying, I am not like your daddy. I am not like your mama. One singer sing, he said, he has a track record of doing good. Claire, you remember that song? What is the beginning really? Olorun agbaye o, you are mighty. Olorun agbaye o, you are mighty. That was not the song, though. That was not the song. You are good. You are kind. You are more than this. Elohim. Alishenewi. There is nothing you cannot do. There is no mountain you cannot move. If you have said it, then you will do it.
You got the track record keeping.
You are mine. So you are. He said, it has a track record of doing it. It's not a man that we fail now. Hallelujah. Please, if you get to go and think back for the last 10 years, how God has helped you. Think of how the last 10 years, how you have narrowly missed that car that will have knocked you down. Think in the last 10 years, how you went to a party and everybody had food poisoning and you never had it. Just think about it. Think of those bad dreams. How God waved it off with the wave of our hands. So when we talk of El Rakum, it's God's nature of compassion. It shows compassion to us every minute. Psalm 145 verse 8, it said, the Lord is gracious. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and great of mercy. Imagine God is as angry as you are. I'm not talking about somebody beside you, you yourself. If the way you get angry about other people, even in church, see how he's looking at me. See if they come here. See what he said. If God has taken the same action on you, where will you be? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's quickly look. There's El Rakum in Jesus Christ himself. Compassionate Jesus, who will not see evil and go away. Who will not allow a mother to bury their children. The Bible says he saw a woman who the husband was dead, a widow woman. They were carrying the boy away to go and bury. When he got there, he said, no, not again. Not again. The Bible said he touched the bear. He touched the coven. And he said, oh boy, get up. There's somebody with a voice that cannot be denied. And that is my God. There's somebody with a voice of command that nobody can say no to. And that is my God. And that God is available to you today. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's the same Jesus who went to the tomb of Lazarus. And he said, Lazarus. Nobody was calling him anymore. Everybody mentioned his name. They were crying. Oh, we lost him. Oh, he's gone. Oh, he's mad now. All his family cannot enter his bedroom anymore. They are scared. They want somebody else to be there. Somebody was with them last week. But Jesus got there. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it. That is El Rakum. I'm leaving you with this word because of our time. I'm so conscious of time today. I don't want to preach too long. I'm leaving you with a message of El Rakum. If God has been compassionate to you, if Jesus has been compassionate to you and said, because I don't want you to die for your sin, I will die for your sin, what are you doing for others? As God is El Rakum, Exodus 36 verse, 34 verse 6 and 7, that's where I pick it from. That's where the name was, El Rakum. What as for you? How compassionate are you to others? There are some of us here. There are some people we have vowed in our life we never forgive them. What did they do? What did they do? Even if they take a husband, are there no other men on the street? Somebody was telling me, he was here, but, I will not forgive because he took my husband. It's because your husband was made himself available. Men, am I right, sir? If a man is not available, nobody will take you. Can somebody take me now?
No.
Number one, I have not displayed myself as available. Number two, the bodyguard around me did never say I'm available. But when you throw your husband out, and when himself is portraying himself that I'm available, then people we talk to. Listen, there's always invitation for men. There was a day I was driving at Hippo Road that was coming. Our church was the opposite side. And this guy, lady came, just wind down, saw a nice, fine boy. And he said, you care for a lunch? I said, yeah. I said, follow me. No, when they see you in the car, they don't even know whether it is borrowed or yours. A car we buy two of mine, and I was driving a Porsche. Nice car, nice. Smoker. And he said, follow me. And I drove out to church. When I park, as I was coming, he said, is this a restaurant? I said, it's the house of God. Let's go and pray. He just jumped back into the car. A lot of us take opportunity that kills us. Be compassionate. Show mercy to somebody. That your father, that your mother that offended you, show them kindness. Show them love. That your brother, that your sister who will not talk to you anymore, talk to them even if they will not respond. Erakum is a God of compassion. It's a God of mercy. It's a God who overlook our mistake, who overlook our wrong. And for you to make it in life, you must overlook the wrong of others. The moment you lay emphasis on the wrong of others, what mind, what mouth do you have to face God and say, God, have mercy on me? Psalm 51, he said, have mercy upon me. Give me Psalm 51 from verse 1. Listen, if you are asking for, if you are reading Psalm 51, really, quickly. I want to read just two or three verses. He said, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy mercy, blot out my transgression. Give me, continue. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. If you are doing that, if you are praying for that, why not forgive others? There was a story of a man in the Bible. He was forgiven large. He owed his boss a lot. And the boss said, no, don't worry, I forgive you. But immediately step out and saw somebody they have just forgiven 20 million pounds. Came outside and saw somebody owe him 50 pounds. He said, I will kill you today, don't give me 50 pounds. And he saw another one who is owing him 5 pounds. He said, I remember you owe me 5 pounds. Can I have my 5 pounds now? If you don't give me my 5 pounds, I'm collecting your shoe. His boss saw it. His boss said, go and lock him up. What I forgive him, I'm not forgiving him again. Don't lose your forgiveness because you can't forgive others. Don't lose the wealth God wants to give you because you are not ready to show somebody's mercy. God is compassionate. He wants you to be a blessing to others. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 82, he said, ye are gods. When he said, ye are God, he said, behave like I'm behaving. Show mercy like I'm showing mercy. If you can show mercy to others, mercy is easy to receive. Why we are not receiving mercy is because we can, even our own children, we cannot forgive. There are mothers who will say, I will never forgive my daughter over my dead body. If you don't forgive your daughter, who will forgive her? Hallelujah. I was told a story 2 weeks ago. A boy beat his wife. The mother said, ah, that's good. He said, if I know, I will have joined you to beat her up. He said, is he in the hospital or is he alive? Because your daughter offended you. Hallelujah. I said to her, I said, if a man lay hands on my daughter. In fact, the moment he mistakenly do hands like this, he's dead. It's requiem mass. We organize requiem mass with a reverend father who can bury her because I will not even do the burial. How will you beat a woman? That's not where we are today. We are talking of mercy. We are talking of compassion. That your woman who is stubborn, show compassion. Maybe your compassion will change her. Am I talking to that your son? Maybe a little compassion will change that your son. Am I talking to somebody? That anybody, that your colleague. Maybe when you begin to show compassion, maybe they will change. Let's rise on our feet this morning. I want you to just talk to God and say, Lord, I'm ready to forgive others. Forgive me all my own sin. Just talk to God. I know he jilted me 5 years ago and I'm finding it difficult to forgive. Lord, show me mercy. Give me grace to forgive today. Give me grace to forgive. Just talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Lord, I need your mercy. I need your mercy. I need your mercy. I need your mercy. Talk to God this morning. I need your mercy, just talk to him. Lord, forgive me all my sins. Make things easy for me in life. Let things be easy for me, oh God. Give me another opportunity, oh God, to showcase my love for you, Lord. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I want you to pray this prayer sincerely. I just sense it in my spirit, you need to pray it. Every siege of witchcraft against me, I'm going to explain, siege, when they just attack you for no reason. Somebody is here, God will set you free today. Whatever is making you to make continuous mistake, every time you make mistake, is the siege of witchcraft. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every power, every wickedness that has joined hands together to fight me, to push me away from my place of comfort. Oh God of heaven, destroy them today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every power that wants to shift me from my place of comfort. Pray for yourself. Every siege of the wicked, every siege of the enemy that want to shift me away from my comfort, oh God, I scatter you today. I scatter today, I scatter every power of the underworld, every power of the wicked that want to shift me from my source, that want to shift me from my place of comfort. I scatter you today. I scatter, I scatter, I scatter today. I scatter today. Pray for yourself, pray for yourself. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. There is something better than where I am. There is something better than what I have. There is a place better than where I am. Oh God of mercy, take me to my place of comfort. With ease, take me to where I'm supposed to be. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Take me to my place of ease. Take me to my place of ease. Just pray for yourself. Every power that is making life uncomfortable for me, every power that is making me to waste my money, that is making me not to raise my children properly, oh God, my Father, destroy them today. Destroy them today. Destroy them today. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Manly Brantokodo. Eleko Shogadagodo. Mendeleke Telebragadagado. Ede Donko Shagada. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Libra Dakoshogede. Ibrada Dodogodogoda. Manta Kete. Ibre Tokoshogede. Jesus' majestic name we pray. You know, one of the things that God does regularly is to use meal to settle. In the book of Genesis chapter 21, the Bible says angel appeared to Abraham. And Abraham said, oh, you angel, don't go. He gave them pepper soup. When the angel finished pepper soup, they said to him, by this time of next year, you will carry your own son. And Sarah laughed. But when we get into the book of Exodus, the Bible talks about taking the children of Israel out. And he said, this night, you will eat this lamb. And then you will use the blood on your lintel. He said, and the spirit of death that knocks around, when they see the mark, they will not stop in your house. Can minister please come out, please? Let me have the ministers. Thank you. I want also quickly, please, it's not compulsory you take communion, but we are not Orthodox churches, which means you don't need to go to catechism classes before you take communion. Hallelujah. If you don't want to take note, an issue, we don't use alcoholic wine, we use non-alcoholic. Number two, We believe that this substance, which is the bread, the wafers, and the wine, it becomes the body and blood of Jesus. If you can take it believing, then there's transformation for you today. I pray that that door you are waiting for will open for you. That by the time you get to work tomorrow, that thing you have been requesting for will become automatic door. It will open on its own accord in the name of Jesus. Let's give it to everybody first, please. Can we have? Yes, ma'am. Okay, now let's remove the top piece. It should be easy to remove. The Bible says at the table of supper, he said he took the bread, he raised it up, and he blessed it. Father, Lord, we bless this substance today. Let it transform to be your body. Let it renew our life. Let this, as it mix with our body today, let it wipe away every sickness. Let it make us whole. And after he blessed them, he gave it to them. He said, this is my body. He said, take it for the renewal of your life. I want us to take the body of Jesus Christ. I hope it is easy to open this. The Bible says after supper, he took the cup and he said, this is the cup of the new covenant. As a church, God told us this year is the year of a new covenant. Lord, let a new covenant begin in our life in the name of Jesus. Covenant of life, covenant of longevity, covenant of progress, covenant of purposeful living, covenant of long life, covenant of not burying our children, covenant of living a peaceful life, covenant of enjoying our life, covenant of enjoying our home, covenant of every marriage working, covenant of every woman carrying their own children. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship, we adore you as we take your blood. Let it mingle with our own blood. And let it be a blood that can never be contaminated anymore. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I want you to take the blood of Jesus.
Our Father, our God, we thank you. We bless your name for this day. Thank you, Jesus, for this availability that will take part in your body and your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for this grace, oh God. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Father, we have partake in these instructions, oh God. And there's a specific blessing that follows it. And for everyone who have partaked in these honorable instructions, oh God, every request that is attached to this taking of this communion, oh God of heaven and earth, stretch forth thy mighty hands upon every situation. Let there be a great change in the name of Jesus. As your people have come unto you as the author and finisher of their faith, Lord, we all look unto you as a servant look up to their master and son look up to their father. Father, we decree and declare every situation that has troubled our life, everything that wants to contend with your glory in our life, by the taking of this communion, we decree and declare, let there be power roar from Zion and let it cause a great change in the name of Jesus. That woman that is crying within, that need that has been longing for longer, that situation that has stand still, that stagnation, we decree and declare, a change come up in the name of Jesus. This day shall mark a remarkable day in your life in the name of Jesus. The communion of today activates a new covenant in the name of Jesus. As you are saying amen, your amen produce answer for you in Jesus' name. Leave this place and go and conquer in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. God bless you.